Now let me read on at this particular point, verse 35. And when he had thus spoken, he took bread. Now Paul urged them, they had fasted for 14 days, that they take bread. And he gave thanks to God in presence of them all. And when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then were they all of good cheer, and they also took some meat. And we were in all in the ship 260 souls. Now, friends, 276 people were on board that ship. And it's a pretty good-sized ship, as you can see. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and cast out the wheat into the sea. Now, they've just got rid of the entire cargo and also now the foodstuffs. Verse 39, and when it was day, they knew not the land. Now, they have landed, but it's a shipwreck. But they discovered a certain creek with a shore into the which they were minded, if it were possible, to thrust in the ship. And when they had taken up the anchors, they committed themselves unto the sea, loosed the rudder bands, and hoisted up the mainsail to the wind, and made toward shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the forepart stuck fast and remained unmovable. But the hinder part was broken with the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' counsel was to kill the prisoners, lest any of them should swim out and escape. Notice now, but the centurion, willing to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that they which could swim should cast themselves first into the sea and get to land. And the rest, some on board, some on broken pieces of ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Now, I would say that this is something we could treat as miraculous. All of them were unable to get to the land. It was next to miraculous. But I'm not going to insist on that.